fuerza mayor está en el amor, es interior.
For me, it's the power of love. It's because I think that this song is when I was much, much younger. So much, I was much younger. I was a big fan of Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Mm. So then suddenly when they said, look, you're going to sing Power of Love, and I said, wow, it's going to be a little difficult for us to maybe make this song work. And obviously, this was one of the songs that we tried several times, and at the end, I think we did an amazing version that hopefully is going to be there for the story after 100 years. Mm-hmm. No, I think it's one of the best versions.
Te cuidaré y para amarte solo viviré cuando triste estés.
I would have expected that to be much more difficult, actually, because it's like on the previous album, Nights in White Satin. It's an idea I just wouldn't have come up with. You know, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, The Power of Love for El Divo. Seems a very strange choice. Mm. But yeah, it worked very well. What I've heard, which I'm very proud of, that our version, that's the first cover of this song, mm-hmm. that has ever been made, because the original composer, he did not allow, actually, anybody else to cover it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
So we've been the first band who actually got the allowance from the original songwriter.
So it is technically the best cover that's ever been done.
It's the best cover of that song that has ever been done.
The only one.
The best and unique.
Awesome.
La Promesa is one of my favorite because it really has a really Italian flavor. It reminds me a little bit Passera, kind of. It has not the same melody, obviously, but has this kind of really Italian kind of style.
When we recorded La Promesa, which is an original track that has been written for us for this album, and also has been a bit of the inspiration for the album title, of course, Steve Mac wanted me to sing the first chorus in that. And I thought, yeah, that's great. I love that, you know. It gives me really, it's such a beautiful melody. It gives me an opportunity to just to show the people, really, my voice.
My favorite is the adagio, because it lends itself very nicely for the classical aspect of how, for me, what I do with my voice, what I'm trained to do, what I've spent my whole career doing, was singing in the classical tradition, singing opera, and this type of music, whether it's, you know, Caruso on the last album or adagio on this album, it allows me to open up and do what I do best.
Adagio is an original piece written by Albinoni, and it was originally written for a string ensemble and an organ. And then suddenly, I mean, after many, many years, a woman called Lara Fabian, she's French, female singer, she's a very good singer, she did a very good version, an Italian version with Italian lyrics. So this is the version that we took, and we just did it in our own way. So hopefully people are going to like it.
Ya no quiero hablar, ya se dijo todo, duele un mover, cosas del ayer,
I played to Steve Mack the song, you know, The Winner Takes It All, and he said, I want to do this. And then Simon, you know, thought we should try it in Spanish, which we did. We had an amazing translation of it, Va Todo al Ganador, and it was just absolutely amazing. When we heard the arrangement that Steve Mack did, you know, it starts again with this very quiet way and then ends up like in a very powerful way. And it's not so much, again, a track that you would think Il Divo could necessarily do, you know, an ABBA song. You could think, well, you can easily fall down on something that wouldn't work. And it's just so classy and beautiful.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Amazing Grace, I didn't know much about it because it's not very popular in France. It's a song that actually David Miller told me more about it as being American. And I was very surprised because when I discovered it, I thought it was such a beautiful melody, you know.
When they say, oh, we're going to record Amazing Grace, oh, it's got to be easy, you know, such a well-known kind of simple melody. To put a bit of harmony on top, a bit of harmony underneath it. It was really tough to make that sound decent.
We don't sing much into English as well. Not only the melody is beautiful, and we sing that a cappella at the beginning, then there's like some harmonies that comes on the top of the lead voice. And then again, we finish in that very, you know, powerful ending. I like that because it's always like little different colors, you know, of songs. If you listen to them, they have nothing, you know, in comparison to one another. I really like Alleluia, guys. I don't know. It's just something that we've never been done before on the last three studio album. It's the color of that song is very different from what we've been doing, and I like the fact that, no, it's not obvious or anything. It just stays very simple, and it's more like it's like floating, this song. I like that. It's
I look forward to doing that one live. I think that one's gonna, that'll be a cool moment in the in the show.
Chi forse sarà la prima che.
So a couple of weeks ago, we were in Pula, in an amazing place, you know, called the Coliseum, where we've made a special performance of the new, you know, album, The Promise. It's a big Coliseum, man. You told me the story.
It was much bigger than the other places that we have been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Much bigger.
Wasn't it?
It looks enormous.
What's the story about the Coliseum, about Pula, actually? The actual place has been... That's probably the only.
Well, Caruso
place
sung there in 1939, is that?
33,
1933, Caruso sung there. Obviously, Pavarotti, Platinum, and all these people.
Apparently, the Colosseum in Pula is the only Roman amphitheatre which still exists in Europe, where the whole round
intact.
Is intact, yeah. So that is. I mean, again, it's just one of those unique things, and we get to perform to showcase our new album there. You know, it's just
and it was beautiful too. Yeah. It was, you know, getting Amazing Grace, catching the sunset behind. It was very cool.
Yeah, and to be together with the audience was an amazing experience again. Because after the year break, it was like, okay, let's see, and it was great. Yeah. See all the fans again. And
so I always feel nervous somehow to go back on stage and perform new songs. You don't know what's going to happen there. You don't know if people are going to like the band or like the songs or how they're going to react to it. And it's nice to put that, as you said before as well, on the tour, something live again, you know. You get the straight answer from the audience. Whereas when you perform on radio or on TV, you don't really get a chance to see that.